Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
All right. Well, this week we did do just one episode.
Sorry, people.
Back to
just
Gina
one.
I was being nice, but Gina was freaking on vacation. She didn't want to come back early, and she had to watch her shows. So we are only doing one episode.
Yep. Well, there was really nothing on Sunday.
No.
There was just Potomac, right?
Right.
It's kind of a slow week.
Even our Married at First Sight was a bust. It was like the old people were back, and I went, nope.
I didn't
not
even
wasting
watch
my
it.
Time.
Nope.
Jill Zarin was on Below Deck.
Yes,
I have not picked up Below Deck this season, which I'm very sad about because when I watched this episode, I'm like, shit, I love Below Deck.
It's good. I love Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good cast. But yeah, it's just one more thing to add to the plate. And I just don't. I think it's because they're putting too many back to back to back to back.
They never give us a break from Below Deck.
No, I have Below Deck fatigue. So
yeah.
I'm kind of over it. It's there. It's recorded.
And
if I'm really
and
bored.
And it's always good.
It is good.
But watching Jill Zarin, we had people saying she's great TV. And then other people are like, she is really a pain in the ass.
I think that's just who she is. I mean, she was on the boat literally 2 minutes and she's already bitching. The hot tub is too hot. The ice machine doesn't make the kind of ice that she likes. They have to put her Diet Coke in the freezer. I mean, she had so many. And she wasn't even the primary guest.
Mm-mm. And she barely knew the primary guest.
Exactly. That was obvious.
Yeah, and then in the stateroom, she said, you know, I've been on a lot of yachts and mostly in the drawers. There's extra Q-tips, extra hair things, whatever she needs.
Tums.
Yeah, Tums. And the girl's like, oh, okay. And then she like, that poor girl scurries around, gets a little basket full of shit, probably taking it from the captain's cabin and half opened things, brings it to Jill. Like, Jill, bring your own shit.
And then she has the nerve to tell Frasier, who I love. We met him at BravoCon. He's so nice. You need a doorbell for the primary so that when the primary guest needs something, they can just ring the bell. You know, you can just get them on Amazon, but that's what you need. The last year I was on, that's what we did. And Frasier's like, oh, well, I'm sure they were real happy with you. Can you imagine? I mean, come on.
She's been on the best yachts. This is how you should run your ship. Also, she would throw in things like, oh my God, I'm really not that person, I swear. No,
yes,
Jill,
you are
that person.
But the primary kind of let her do it when they were talking about dinner and what they were going to have. And, you know, she's like,
he's afraid of her.
Of course
he was going to let her do
it. Of course. Telling him what kind of snacks that she wanted. And she wanted crudité. And it was like too much.
Did you see there was an article that Jill is suing her boyfriend's mother?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what it said?
They had a clothing company or something.
Yeah,
and
but it
Jill
was
lent them.
But it was the mother, Gary, her boyfriend, and Gary's brother.
Yeah.
So it was the three of them owned a clothing company.
Right.
They needed some extra funds.
Jill, I can't remember what the reasoning was, but they needed like $850,000 or something.
So Jill loaned it. And then she claims that Gary's mother was spending it on her lavish living. This is your boyfriend's mother. And they're in a company. They own a company together. Why would Gary be mooching money off Jill? Get a fucking loan from a bank.
Well, that caused me to have all kinds of red flags with Gary, mm-hmm. right? I don't know how long she's known Gary, but how successful was this clothing company? I don't know if it was like due to COVID or what happened.
Somebody messaged us that she was actually dating Gary before, what was her husband's name?
Bobby?
Bobby, before Bobby died.
Oh, really?
Mm. Rumor.
Well, I knew that they were friends. I didn't know they were actually dating, but she got with Gary real soon mm-hmm. after Bobby passed away.
I just think it's strange that she would be loaning Gary's family money at all.
Well, also, she's not a stupid person. So if there is a 15% interest on the money that she loaned, I'm sure there was some sort of legal document or contract in order. I think also a house was collateral.
Right.
There
two
was
houses.
Property.
I think two houses were collateral, one in Florida and one somewhere else.
So if she's lending the money and she's got to Gary's mom has to pay it back at 15% interest, what do you care what she spends it on?
I don't know. And it was supposed to be for the business. But why is just the mother-in-law being sued? If it was for the business and it's Gary, his brother, and his mother's business.
Because the mother's the one that's spending left and right.
I just think it's shady. You're suing your boyfriend's mother. I just think that's really low.
Well,
I mean, Gary, it is low. How can Gary have any relationship with his mother after this?
Exactly. But how shady is it that your boyfriend is even borrowing that kind of money?
Right, from his girlfriend.
Take a loan out on your house or something.
You can get better interest rates, or can they not?
15%?
15% is so
high. That's a hefty amount. Why would you do that?
Can you not get that good of a rate at a bank? Maybe they can't get a loan. Maybe they can't. So many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you hear about Teresa Giudice pushing past the wheelchairs and the people needing assistance to get on her flight?
No.
I mean, I'm sure that it didn't happen this way, but they're saying somebody saw Teresa getting on a flight. And when they say, okay, all of those passengers who are in the military who need assistance or in wheelchairs, please come forward. And Teresa runs up and pushes past everybody.
Did they let her on the plane?
Yes, they did.
Well, then that's their fault.
I know. It's just so stupid. I just love that.
She
was in
first class? What's the rush?
Interesting. I don't know.
You don't have a reserve. Was she on Southwest?
She can't be seen. She can't be seen.
She would have been in Teresa. The Delta Lounge or somewhere. And then, you know, come on.
Man. Oh, I picked up Vanderpump Villa.
Oh, I did too. It was painful. I didn't like it.
There's too much fakeness for me.
Yeah, that Marciano, the one guy that's just a total douche.
Drinking with the guests. Lisa being there is just odd and awkward because she's not staying there. She has a manager managing them who's not really doing shit.
It's a little Southern hospitality in France.
I think I like the chef and his girlfriend, but that's it. They're the only French people in the whole thing. These people are so unprofessional. I'd be so fucking pissed if I showed up to a villa like this and paid this amount of money and the staff was acting like this, screaming, yelling in the background, drunk.
Yeah, it didn't impress me the first episode.
I don't feel like I need to even go on.
Same. Same.
We both finished Traitors UK.
Oh my God. Fabulous. I binged the last couple episodes.
Highly recommend.
I wish they had a reunion because I want to see the after, you know, what happened after and the relationships and
yeah, I wish they everything. Would. They have it with ours now. Okay. Did you listen to Lala's podcast today?
No, I meant to, but I was tangled up with some other stuff.
So she had Heather McDonald on. She's kind of doubling down on how she's reacting to Ariana this season. And she's just pissed. And I think something happens at the reunion where they're not friends anymore. People are saying that at the reunion, Ariana just quits, walks off and is like, I'm done.
And she probably should. Because
she doesn't need it.
No, but she was miserable this last episode. She was clearly being forced to be there. She doesn't want to be there.
Mm-mm, hard to watch.
It's hard to watch because she's coming off looking like she's just mean and miserable. But she has a right to be mean or miserable.
Yeah, if we had watched this in real time, we would have been all for her. Like, go at fucking Tom. Look at what an ass he's being.
Right.
But we've had a year to let this digest and we're over it. And now we're watching her. Remember, she said, you're not going to like me the rest of this season. Because she knew that she was having reactions. She was being forced to film with Tom.
Yeah, and it's brutal.
In a normal situation, you're not going to go to parties with the guy that you lived with, that slept with one of your best friends. It's not going to happen.
No, the whole thing is just weird. The whole cast is just entangled in all of this, and it's just making for a shitty season.
Well, then there's Jax. There's that video of him circulating that he's watch parties at his bar.
An idiot.
He's living his life there. And so they all watch Vanderpump before his show, The Valley. And he's commenting that, oh, it's so fake now. When I was on for 6 or 9 seasons, it was the real deal. Now it's just bullshit and fake. Sure, Jax. There's a few things that are coming up about Jax and Brittany, like why they split. Now, Brittany was on Watch What Happens Live.
She was pretty open.
Sort of. She said, what'd she say? She said that they had one big blow up that sort of opened her eyes to everything else. It's like it lifted the veil and she sees everything and she's over it.
That's what it took.
I mean, one big blow up. Now, she didn't say what the blow up was about, but she had made a reference before that it was something in the marriage that you shouldn't do. And she said it wasn't cheating. And she even said, I watch What Happens Live.
It's gotta
as far
be,
as I know, it wasn't cheating.
It's got to be money.
So my sister said.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She said she thought about this and she's like, what if he just took a chunk of money? You know, just took a chunk of their money, which she made a lot of it from Weight Watchers mm-hmm. during that time. Now, he said on the Valley that he didn't put any of his own money into the bar. It was all investors.
Yeah, he did say that. Right, right.
So it can't be money.
So what now, did he do? Just lend his name to the bar?
Sure. It's my name. It's my reputation.
Well, it's part of Rocco's, which is owned by Lance Bass, because it used to be, it's either connected to, I think it's connected to Rocco's. Yeah. So the rumor was that Lance Bass had something to do with it. He had this, you know, extra space and kind of funded this whole Jack's thing.
Well, he didn't use any of his own money. That's pretty fucking good.
So what would he have done with the money?
What I'm getting at is he doesn't have an office in the back.
No office.
But then somebody messaged that they think he was getting on her about her weight and how she looked. And that makes sense also, because he could be such a dick.
Yeah. Well, she said they haven't had sex in a very long time.
Right. You know, there could be several things, but I can just see him getting all high and mighty and being an asshole. And
well, we know he's a liar. Heard about their podcast where he said he created it. He started, you know, he started the Valley. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm the one. It was my idea. I'm the one who went around to our friend group to see if this was something they would want to do. You didn't do it. He
just says things. And if nobody calls him on it, it must be true.
Yeah, well.
People are calling him.
Most of what he says isn't
true. Is not true. Oh, he's a truth sayer.
No, I don't know. Not. Who likes him? Who?
He's just so unlikable.
And so is she. So is she. But so good for her if she left the house with their son because she didn't want their son to be in a toxic situation with him. Can you imagine having your baby's father be such a fucking asshole?
Seems right now she's not even mad at him because she said they're raising their son pretty well together. I think they'll just stay apart. What is it for him? He can do whatever he wants.
He's 45.
Ugh. He's got the best of both worlds right now. He's got his house. He can see his son because she's, you know, not like holding the son from him.
He can do what he wants.
He can hang out at the bar.
At what? 45 and you're hanging out at the bars. Mm.
God. I mean, it's just like Schwartz and Sandoval.
I mean, part of it's part of their job. Right, I mean, I get that part.
But he loves he's always wanted to be the center of attention. And when he wasn't for a long period of time, it killed him. And now he is again. And it's like, feeding the beast.
But when he calls it my show, that's a little much.
Well, I mean, when you think of the Valley, it kind of is.
In my head, I don't want it to be his show.
I know, but it kind of is.
It hurts me to say it's his show.
So, yeah, Lala was kind of going off on Ariana and just, you know, saying her truth that, Stan, she can be pissed, but if you're that pissed, you don't live in the house with him, you don't have a boyfriend 10 days after. She's just over Ariana and she's, frankly, still jealous.
She is, but she's also making the rounds, making it about her. She's on Alex Baskin's podcast. She's on her own podcast. She's on other people's podcasts talking about all this shit, which I'm surprised they actually let her do.
Well, it's promoting the show.
True. But there's so much said outside of the show that it's gotten to be like, we know what's coming.
Yeah, but maybe if Ariana is done and she's gone, we need to like Tom again. We need to like Sandoval because Ariana's gone. We can't be Team Ariana anymore. If they want to keep this going, the show going, we need to like Tom.
Well, and they all will.
They're already accepting him into the group.
For the sake of the show, they all will.
Oh, it's just keeps showing up. It's just like, all right, I guess he's here again. It's almost worse when Ariana's there. I mean, obviously it's worse, but I'd rather just not have her there at all because you can see her. Her skin is crawling when she's around him. So uncomfortable.
Yeah. I can't imagine that she'll be back. Because it's not going to be.
There's no reason. No. She's not friends with those people.
We can't have a repeat of this season.
No. Okay. So let's talk about Julie and Brandy. They were on Unpopular Podcast with Jacques Peterson. Mm-hmm. That was very eye-opening. Now, you listen to their Patreon, so you can't really say much because we're not supposed to talk about the Patreon because people pay for that. But they gave a lot of information up on Unpopular. And how it went down with the Jeff Lewis channel. And I mean, we know that last week, Jeff was sitting next to Heather McDonald and Brandy and Julie at the Countess Luann show. It was everywhere. Jeff said he told Heather, maybe let's talk or something. And Heather said, sure. And then Heather went on to say, no, I'm not ever going to fucking let him into my life again.
Yeah.
I understand that from Heather's
perspective. Oh, for sure. For sure.
But Julie and Brandy were pissed because Jeff completely ignored them. They consider themselves very good friends with Jeff. They were in his orbit for a long period of time. And he didn't even say anything. It was like they weren't even worthy of a lunch or a talk. He's really over them. Like to actually say to Heather.
But what's in it for him to befriend Heather? What's in it for him? He's already got Sarah Colonna that comes on his show all the time. Hasn't been on Heather's.
That's interesting.
Fortune Feimster on Jeff's all the time. Hasn't been on Heather's.
Well, I think he liked Heather. He got a kick out of Heather. And I think he misses Heather a little bit. But she's not going to go. Like, it would be...
She would not. After everything? No. Mm-mm. She wouldn't.
Okay, so that happened. And then a little side note of that is Annie, who used to work for Heather, she was also at the Countess Luann show. She now works for a lot of different people doing social media.
Kristen Takeman.
And she went with Kristen Takeman to this event. Kristen Takeman doesn't know anything much about the feud with Heather. I don't even know if she knew that Annie worked for Heather for a couple years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Kristen's on Jeff Lewis Live frequently.
Mm-hmm. So at one point, Kristen saw Heather and Heather handed Annie her phone and said, hey, can you take a picture of us? And Annie looked and it was Heather. And she's like, no, I'm not going to take a picture. I thought Annie left on good terms with Heather McDonald.
So did I.
Wasn't sure. And she thought she did. And she said that Heather actually said, oh, I'll announce your departure on my show. She never announced Annie leaving. So I think Annie felt a certain way. Annie also is 24 years old.
Yeah.
She's been working for Chef Stu. She has a lot of clients now. That night, she met Jeff Lewis. Kristen introduced them, and Jeff knew who she was. And at some point, what, Heather went up and grabbed her arm?
While she was talking to Jeff.
Yeah, and said, what are you doing now? You're trying to get a job with Jeff Lewis? She was like, no, I'm just talking to him. And then Heather left and came back again and pulled her and said, you know, you signed an NDA. And Annie left there and she's on a podcast. She has a podcast with her boyfriend. It's called The Age Gap, Y to Z. But the name of the episode is The Dark Side of Hollywood. And she talks about her encounter with Heather. And the boyfriend was like, yeah, fucking Heather McDonald. Like he was going down. He was pissed at
Heather. Well, because Heather's mean.
That was just a mean move. Annie is a young girl trying to make her way. Left amicably, apparently, until she's seen talking to Jeff Lewis, just meeting him, and then it's not okay.
Because you cannot be friendly with Heather's enemies. So I really want to know what happened with Sarah and with Fortune, because I really like Sarah on Jeff Lewis. She can hold her own. Mm-hmm. And Sarah's not going to get wrapped up. Everyone knows what Jeff is about.
Yeah.
They're not going to get sucked into the whole Trump thing.
They're not choosing sides.
They're not hanging out with him after hours.
They're just coming on for the $500.
Exactly. The $500 and getting their name out there and filling their stand-up comedy
shows.
Now,
Fortune is a bigger name than Heather McDonald.
Yes, she is for sure.
I don't know why she's not going on Heather anymore. And I think Heather probably doesn't want her on.
Well, Heather's made a couple comments about, you know, traitors and friends that aren't friends with her anymore and that have gone to the other side.
Well, Julie and Brandy have fully gone to Heather's side. They're hanging out all the time in Palm Springs together.
Well, Julie and Brandy are buying a house in Palm Springs.
That's right. Which is weird.
It's very weird. And I watching their video, I was trying to figure out, it looked like Brandy was wearing a wedding ring and they were in two separate houses recording. So I don't know.
Because there's been so many rumors about Brandy and her husband splitting because she's with Julie all the time.
All the time.
It's crazy that this is still ongoing.
Ongoing.
Like the feud
drama.
And stuff. Did you listen to Jeff Lewis in Mexico?
I did. That Kristen Lamas, I can't. Like the stuff that even that she was saying on the show.
Yeah, they get a kick out of her.
They get a kick out of her because they know half of what she's saying is a bunch of bullshit.
Who's this Liat lady? She's on the after show.
Liat was on flipping out. She had a house in
Hills. A customer.
Yes. And she had the huge renovation that they did. And I think she lived near Khloe Kardashian or something.
She has money.
Yeah, yeah. So she was
I remember her name, but I couldn't remember where she was from.
A rich client.
As they all are. Yeah. With Jeff Lewis. Real Housewives of Potomac, the reunion, first episode, Mia and Karen are first chairs.
Oh, Mia's loving being the first chair.
Do you like Karen's new little short blonde hair?
Actually, I'm partial to short
hair. I know. It looks cute on her.
It looks cute. I like her dress. I like the set. I thought the set was great. They all looked really pretty. My feeling on this one was somehow Karen took on the role of like the ringmaster. Like she was sort of the Lisa Vanderpump she was the grand dame. She was like the spokesperson for the entire group, telling everybody we've got to come together. We've got to mend fences.
There's a lot of conflict in this group. Candace and Robin are no longer friends. I don't even care anymore.
Even Andy said, basically, this season sucked because nobody got along.
Robin can't say anything about Candace's husband because Juan is a dog. Juan refused to come on the reunion. Why? But she trusts him. They have an open marriage.
I think so. She kind of alluded to the fact that what she doesn't know
won't hurt her.
Won't hurt her kind of thing.
Is she officially not being asked back? Or is that still a rumor?
I think it's still a rumor. Nothing has been, I don't think cast has been announced yet. Mm. We know that Candace, supposedly she walked away, but I'm also hearing that that wasn't the case. She was given an option. But what was with Karen's mouth? She was like pursing her lips the whole entire time. She was like, I don't know if she had her teeth done. What happened? What's going on?
Oh, maybe. Maybe she had some Botox on the lips.
It was very weird. It was distracting me.
Let's talk about the Mia and Gordon story. And this is weird because we'll see Gordon come out and they're like good friends. They get along. The boyfriend calls. And Gordon's like, hi, how's it going?
It's all out now. So there's no keeping up appearances. Because
are they paying
knows.
Gordon to watch the kids? Is that why it's all okay?
It's very weird. And so Jeremiah is not the 16-year-old.
Right. That's what I thought. It's one of the other ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he still thinks, Ink still thinks that it's his son.
Well, didn't Gordon say he came to the house to take Jeremiah? Because he thought he was.
But did he come to take him? That would be weird.
That would be weird. But just do a DNA test. I don't
get it. Or it doesn't matter. It would hurt the kids more. And
but
hurt
as the kid, when the kid gets older, he's going to want to know who his biological
especially
father is.
Because we're all talking about it. And then we had to go back to the Giselle and Chris and the room from last season. Where Giselle said, I didn't say he sexually harassed me. You may have not said those words, but that's what you meant. You implied it. Candace was right. Giselle, you were a piece of shit for saying that, doing that. You did not feel threatened by Chris. Please.
He made me go in the room.
Yeah, he made me go in the room. He wanted to talk privately with you.
All you have to do is say no.
And say to him, I'm not comfortable.
Right.
She never did.
He didn't
and
push
she's strong
her.
Enough. No. Pushed her into the room.
Candace with the triangle and Giselle making fun of her. Oh, cry. That was kind of mean.
They're just like mean girls.
But Candace is also over the top.
Candace is so annoying.
The whole Karen being a fence hopper. I don't understand the analogy. Nobody understands the analogy.
She doesn't even understand it.
No, because it's stupid. She thought she was really coming up with something and it just fell flat because nobody gets it.
No. Let's go to Vanderpump Rules.
This water tasting was the stupidest, most boring thing ever.
And once again, I just feel so bad for the house.
The plane every time.
Oh,
every
just do
single
dirty.
Time.
The funniest, Katie and Tom in the backyard and Tom giving Katie a hard time for sleeping with Max. It's like, come on, Katie, like my best friend, really? She was like, I don't know. She kind of said, maybe I was doing it to get back at him anyway.
Well, and then she's going after Schwartz about his outfit And then he's looking at her, which that outfit was pretty ridiculous.
They're both going, bad.
Listen, your outfit. And she's like, oh, this outfit is hot. This is great. And then they show a picture. And it's like, no, Katie. You don't. Now, in the reunion, she looked fantastic.
Yes, yes.
But her regular daily attire is
She's got a unique style.
She wears that cut off sleeve jean jacket thing.
A lot.
A lot.
So at this water tasting was the first time that Ariana blows up at Tom and is like, get out of my face. Don't talk to me. Don't address me. Just leave. Leave. It was intense.
Dog killer. You dog killer.
So let's talk about the dog situation. Their dog was roaming around. He
had to get in the room because of the air conditioning guy
so
or whatever.
Did he forget the dog was in there?
I think he didn't know the dog was in there. Then he closed the door. So
and
the
it
dog
got into
was
her
trapped.
Gross ass leftover food, stinky in the room.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them are very clean just by the
looks
of their surroundings.
He says there was a scene that was cut out where he was bitching about how she's really messy, she's really lazy, and that he has to clean the cat's litter boxes. Cleans them.
Like for months. He's like, for months. That's gross.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just cleaned it last week.
And apparently, I think it could have been on Lala's podcast that they said that that dog gets into everything. It's not the first time the dog's been in the hospital. And obviously, he didn't do it on purpose, but she was just looking at anything to get mad at him. She was so pissed off at him, this episode in particular, because she had to be thrown together with him.
She had. But what's he doing in her room? And if he did have to go in a room, there should have been some kind of communication. Hey, the air conditioner guy is here. I need to, he needs to get into your room.
But they have no communication.
I'm surprised that the door's not locked.
Yeah, that's true. And why wasn't Annie, was it when Annie wasn't working for him? That was a little weird when Annie did the fake interview downstairs and he could hear it. That was rude.
Yeah, but she was desperate to get out from under him.
Why doesn't she just quit, Tom? Quit him.
Quit him. You know, she's like an actress. She's been in the UCB improv group for a really long time.
I told you that.
Did you? I just read it today again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody posted a picture of the UCB improv group.
But I think she's also an assistant. I think she actually does do
well,
jobs
she probably
like
has
this.
To earn a living.
Exactly. You mean improv doesn't pay?
I don't think so. But Ariana saying that she was going to call 911 at James' house was just like, for what? Get out of my face. You're in my space. I'm going to call 911. I was like, really? Like,
it's just so uncomfortable for everybody. But she's just enraged right now. She can't be in the same room as them. And she even says to them, see what's happening. We cannot be together. I honestly think they'd rather have Tom there than Ariana.
Well, at this point,
yeah,
I think so. So I think Anne got fired. I think she ended up getting fired.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
And then is Katie going to hire her or is Ariana? Didn't we hear that Ariana hired her or something?
No, I mean, she was trying to poach her, but I think that was just all for show.
Oh, okay.
I think that was it. They went to the beach. They had a miserable time at the beach.
Yeah, it was a redo of the beach day and not good.
Why would you go? I mean, I know she has to go because of the show.
Well, that's the other thing.
But why would you go?
Is it in her contract that she has to show up at certain things? That's why
I'm
she's
sure.
Not. It's got to be she's not coming back this
season.
Well,
she's not going to make a full paycheck if she refuses to film.
No, true. But she can do it without Tom there. But the fact that they all agreed to film together, like she agreed to film. Okay, so she's moved out.
Yeah.
In this episode, did we find that she paid for stuff that he...
Yeah, so she had their decorator come out and do an inventory.
That's
and she
right.
was going through and she was like, oh my God, I paid for so much of this furniture. And if he thinks he's keeping it, he is mistaken. Mm. I'm taking it all with me.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you?
If
you paid for
it. She paid for it, but then he said she didn't pay for anything else. But what is that? What are you saying? What do you mean?
So I'm dying to know the status of the house situation. So did he buy her out?
With what money?
Well, she clearly has enough money for a down payment.
Yeah, but she's making
on her own.
She has so much on her own.
Yeah.
Lala's saying, if she's so angry at him, just move out. It's not that easy. there's legality things.
Well,
happening.
Also, it's the principle. It's like you
fucking cheated.
You cheated, yeah. And you want me to disrupt
absolutely.
My life.
But Lala's saying, you know, well, you know, with Randall, it's like, okay, completely
it was
different
his
situation,
house, not yours.
And you had a child,
right?
I mean, all of it was much different. Mm-hmm. You were I felt like she was afraid of Randall.
And then stupid Sheena saying, every one of you here has flirted with me at some point. Shut up, Sheena. Seriously, like, shut up.
Including you, Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're so hot, Sheena. Everybody wants you. Did
Gross.
You see what Brock was wearing on that after show? He had these huge high-heeled
boots
on.
He always wears those fucking women's boots.
He does?
Yes. Yes. There's so many memes of him wearing, like, 3-inch heels.
What's
Why is Sheena letting him wear them?
And once again, he was really mean to her this episode.
He was. Well, he's listen, Sheena. Like, he's going to try to live with her.
And he said he and his partners owned gyms. They sold. And he's staying home while Sheena does her thing.
So he can figure it out. He needs a nanny so he can spend time figuring it out.
But let's not forget, Brock, you know, didn't pay child support for his other child or children. Does he have one other one or two?
I think he has two in Australia.
Yeah. For years, she helped him with that. He still doesn't see them.
Which is weird.
Yeah. I don't care what the situation is. Go see your other kids. Now you have a new one. How do they feel?
Yeah. I wonder how old those kids are.
Okay. The Valley. This is actually really good.
It is pretty good.
It's juicy. And I like some of the people and I hate some of the people.
Well, Kristen hasn't changed any.
Shit. Okay. This whole fight, as our friend Rit said, the fight we didn't see, they're going on and on about it. But I do understand the way they explain it.
So Janet said Michelle, well, this is Kristen's interpretation. Janet said that Michelle is a racist and a Republican. Michelle calls Janet. Janet says, that's complete bullshit. I never said that. We didn't see any of it. But Janet kind of said something very loosely connected to that.
She told her husband, and this is where I kind of call bullshit on Janet. I don't think she said the exact terms that Michelle is a racist and a Republican.
Right.
But she said they were having a conversation, I think, about gay rights. And Michelle said something that seemed a little dated or uninformed. Something with regard to a bill that was going to pass. I don't remember the whole conversation or what Janet said. But Janet said, I was explaining that to Zach. And I think during that time, they probably had that conversation. Was she a Republican or right? You know, they probably fucking said that. And Jack, in turn, tells Kristen. So Kristen cuts it down to Michelle's a racist and a Republican.
Right. And Janet said that she had to put boundaries around Kristen because Kristen was having a lot of issues with her boyfriend, Alex, at the time. It was all consuming. She was blaming Alex for everything. He was the villain when Janet saw what was going on. And that wasn't the case.
It's interesting because
that's Kristen.
She was even saying that Kristen was like begging to get back together with Alex, that he wasn't the bad guy, that she pushes his buttons. And then when she has the new guy, Luke, everything Alex did was horrible. He was abusive verbally and even I think she said physically abusive at one point.
Well, Luke doesn't seem to be quite a match for her.
Okay,
it's Luke, very weird.
I think there's something a little odd.
Cuckoo.
Well, he's with Kristen, first of all.
We're right.
Now, I thought he handled himself well sticking up for Kristen at that dinner party.
Yeah.
With Jesse was the one who flew off the handle and looked just horribly bad. I just don't see why Luke trusts Kristen when Kristen is not trustworthy. But well, she says she is now.
Well, no, she's not, because Michelle said she knows a lot of people who don't like Kristen. Brittany said that she knows that Kristen says things at times that aren't always accurate. And then Kristen goes and blames Zach for...
Yeah, because Zach told her.
Right.
But they showed Zach telling her. They showed Zach admitting that to her.
True.
So Zach told her something. Zach is saying nothing and just letting this all go. Like, I am not going to be in the middle of all this.
Well, the bottom line is Kristen can't be trusted.
No.
He also says Kristen can't keep a secret. I mean, that's not a shocker.
No.
We already know this. And then we see Jesse and Michelle. This marriage is now gone and over with.
But they're going to counseling.
Some marriage coach. And yeah. The coach was totally dialed into what's going on.
Oh, he knew exactly what was happening, and he knows they're not going to make it.
No. And he knows Jesse also is an asshole. They have constant conflict.
Hate Jesse.
As they should.
Yeah.
He's awful.
I feel bad for her. There's no affection there.
No, it's a total brother-sister type relationship, but like a mean brother.
Mean brother. But still that little girl. So fucking cute.
So cute. So they have this sophisticated coppery party because that's where all the wealthy people
go. I love when she was like, stop saying it's sophisticated. He goes, it is. She's like, you don't say it. By the way, fucking Jax and Brittany are so, capri, I'm wearing these capris. And he's like,
idiot.
Brittany, this is the closest to Italy you're getting. And she's like, how, Jax? What fucking asshole thing to say.
And Kristen shows up in a dress and Birkenstocks.
I know. She just looks so schlubby.
Always.
Always.
Disheveled. She's a mess.
She is.
So then they got into the whole conversation about who said what, blah, blah, blah. Janet says she's done with crazy Kristen.
When Jesse was fighting about what they were saying about Michelle, and he was like, those kind of things ruin lives.
Jesse also said, you were thrown off the show because you were a racist, right? And she was like, I'm surprised they actually aired that.
I am too.
They brought it out.
And then they showed her. She's like, I was let go for things that I said and did. I was canceled. Yes, Kristen.
Yes, Kristen, you were
canceled.
To be continued.
Oh, I'm pretty much enjoying this show.
Me too. Me too. I don't want success for Jax and Brittany,
no,
but...
No. But I'm enjoying it. I love watching them fall.
Only because any little bit of notoriety, Jax takes it to the limit and he gets such a big head and ego. It's so disgusting for that reason only.
We see it. He's doing his watch parties with a microphone. I would be so annoyed. He's talking through every scene. We don't need you. You're not on that show. You're not on Vanderpump anymore.
I wonder if that's the only night that Jax's Studio City
probably
is packed.
Can you imagine him watching himself? Oh, this is the part. You guys, look at me. Look at my white pants. Look at those. Oh my God. They were so tight.
Listen to what I'm going to say.
It's so funny when I said this. Stupid.
All right. Seeking Sister Wives. Or wait.
Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. Not a whole lot. There's more and more speculation about Jasmine being pregnant.
Yes. Yes. All the girls are like, look at her boobs.
They're huge.
The Summer Alex situation. I thought Summer was like clinging to Alex. And I still think she kind of is. Mm-hmm. But she's pretending she's not. You know.
She's protecting herself. Well, for him, I think it was more serious for her than it was for him.
Yeah, but she pretended like it wasn't. But it really was.
I think it was.
I mean, the fact that she said that at the table, you know. You were inside me. You didn't even invite me to your party. I mean, who says that? The funniest was that new girl, Noelle, she's so cute and fun. She kind of likes Alex. And she had no idea that Summer slept with him. She missed that whole conversation. She's like, what? I didn't know that. And they were like friends.
Yeah.
Oh, God. When they started playing games and they're like, who's the worst dressed girl?
Charisse got so offended.
Mm.
I don't think she's the worst dressed.
I mean... She's just always in her bathing suit as far as
we
see.
True.
She's got a great body.
She's got
but she took it so hard. I mean, they were wasted. It would be hurtful in a group of people if they're like, who's the worst dressed? And like a few people in your friend say, you.
True.
That would fucking kill me.
Yeah, that would be.
The amount of time that we spend talking about what we're wearing places and stuff. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're the worst dressed. Like, what?
I just wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't. I just know that it wouldn't be true.
Clearly, you are the worst dressed because you think I am. What about Nick? People getting weird vibes from Nick.
You know, I felt bad for him.
I did too. He was like really upset about it.
Yeah, because Preston told him that. Like, hey, by the way, the girls are getting weird vibes from you.
He's too touchy?
I get that. Some people are extra touchy. But they didn't seem like when they were taking selfies and stuff. They weren't offended by him putting his hand around their waist. But what the girl said was, would your girlfriend like that? Now, would he do that in front of his girlfriend? I don't know.
But what was he doing?
I think just touching, like hands around them and stuff.
I mean, they've been friends for a long time. Yeah. It's a close group of friends. It wouldn't, I don't know. I just wouldn't think.
I know. I just thought, because he was thinking, he was like, and then he went to talk to them in bed, like, are you guys uncomfortable around me? They're like, you're a little handsy. I mean, shit.
I'd like to see like exactly what they're talking about.
Well, they showed the one where he was taking a selfie and had his arms around them, like around their waist.
I don't know. I just.
It seemed odd.
Yeah.
And Preston has a boyfriend who's going to be coming.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And then what's her name's boyfriend is coming from Germany.
Yeah. I can't believe they're still together. Okay, so they've only been apart a month. He lives in Germany. And she's like, it's been so long, a month. I'm thinking, he lives in Germany. It's a long way to go.
Isn't she there quite a bit?
Yeah, because what is she doing?
I don't know. What's she, an influencer?
She is so annoying.
Yeah, she's a lot.
And when he comes, she's going to blow up again.
Yeah, it's worse.
Also, that's what I was going to say. Summer said that Alex is a good kisser, but sex was meh. Isn't that horrible?
Basic.
It was basic. And then when they asked Alex, is Summer good in bed? And he's like, no comment. Of course he's going to say that. It's fun. It's good.
It is good.
Looking forward to more. So let's go to Seeking Sister Wives.
Creepy Garrick.
Garrick is being shut down and I fucking love it.
Well, and I love that Natalia is telling Danielle, like, stop making excuses. Stop apologizing for him.
He was on how many apps? 10?
10.
10 different apps. But you know what he said? This was what it really fucking pissed me off. So he told Danielle, I will go off the apps. I didn't realize it. You know, obviously, if you want me off, I'm off. I didn't look at anything, but I'll be off. And then he says in his side interview, well, you know, I'm going to be marrying four other people or three other people. So she's going to have to get used to it.
Yeah.
Whoa. So he is flat out lying to get what he wants.
Well, I mean, he's very manipulative. You can see it. This is what God wants, Anne.
Ugh.
God wants him to marry five women. He's going to be lucky if he gets one.
What he said was, I wanted to settle things with past people I was talking to.
Yeah, okay. Sure, well, he's because, like Danielle said, he's caring. He cares. He doesn't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah. I don't want to be rude not to reply.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
So he still wants to propose to Natalia. We know she's not going to accept it.
You do know that?
I don't know, but I'm just guessing. Nothing ever works
out.
Well,
I hope so for the show.
You think she's going to come to the U.S.?
No, but I think she'll accept the ring.
And then it'll be a long distance.
And then she's like, fuck it. I'll talk to him on the phone.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to live with them.
Well, so we found out that he was sending. Oh, no, that was a different couple. Never
mind.
Oh,
I'm like, who? No,
the other couple, the Ryans, Justin and Becky, were sending money.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be some monetary gain for Natalia.
Well, he.
Other than just citizenship.
But he paid for her to come to that vacation. So who knows? I'm sure maybe phone bills are being paid or something.
Where's her mom? Her mom disappeared.
She's wandering.
In the background.
She's keeping an eye. So that the two that you were talking about that went to go see, they went to drive 12
Stephanie?
Hours. Yeah. He flat out says, like, I'm still in love with her.
And, he's gross.
But she has kids of her own.
They drove from Texas to Colorado to see this Stephanie, who is like hot and cold, like she's all in and then she totally ghosts them. So this time they're just going to
show up
well, without her knowing.
No, they talked to her. She said, I want to meet. And then she canceled on them and they decided to go anyway.
Yeah. She said, don't come. So they've been dating for 9 months.
Well, they were. And then she ghosted.
Justin is madly in love with her. So much so that he's going to make sure that chapstick keeps getting applied so that his lips are kissable.
Smooth. And in front of his wife, he's saying that.
She doesn't love it. I mean, you can kind of tell. She's like,
Where are all their kids when this is going on, when they're driving 12 hours to go meet a lady?
That's what I'd like to know. Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. But the lady never, we'll never see her because they
she's
fuzz
always
out
blurred
her face.
Out. Yeah.
Maybe they will, though.
He's gross. Mm. There's something. All these men are gross. Okay.
Of course they are. The other couple, Naeem and Nyla, they went to the airport to go pick up their lady. And right before it, she's like, didn't make the flight. I mean, these people are idiots.
They've never met in person.
They're paying for flights. They don't check the itinerary. They don't. It's like, send me your information. These people aren't not getting on the plane, by the way. They're either right.
They were never going to get on the plane.
Right.
But the funny thing is, every one of them, so they stop at this flower shop and they have to explain to the
who
the
are the
florist,
flowers for? Is it for a special occasion? Yes, we're picking up a sister wife.
We're polygamists.
Please. It's so stupid.
She's like, oh.
They do that
every time. Got to give them a whole explanation about, yes, we're in a polygamous relationship. It was Justin and Becky, the Ryan family. They were paying for Stephanie's gym membership.
Yes, that's what it was, the gym
membership.
Because
they thought, well, maybe that way.
That'll make her happy.
That'll make her happy, and then she'll...
How were they dating her when she lives 12 hours away?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Hmm. They were together. Maybe they met up one time.
Did you notice Naeem? I think
he's... Is he missing teeth?
Yes, on the bottom. Yeah,
yeah,
and
for sure.
And all I'm thinking is, stop spending money on these women and wasting time. Get your teeth fixed.
Yeah, he didn't open his mouth very much.
No, it's very...
When he did, I was like, trying
to... Something's missing down there.
I was trying to peek in going, are there teeth down there? What's happening?
Oh, God.
And then we have... This really pissed me off. The Davis family. Mm. April, who's the first wife and the matriarch of the family. Did you know that, Anne? I didn't know there was a hierarchy in the sister wife world.
Of course there's a first wife.
Oh.
First wife is always the most important.
So the manipulation by April to Danielle was infuriating.
Yeah.
You hurt us. Why did you do that? You know, you can't
leave. I don't think you know the effect you had on the whole family, especially the children.
How many children are there? There's one baby.
There's one baby with the second wife, and the first wife has a child not with
April.
She has a child before she met, you know,
Nick. So she makes Danielle feel so bad because the baby is crying for Danielle, and she's used to Danielle putting her down at night. Where's the biological mom, and why isn't the mom taking care of the baby? So is Danielle a nanny?
She's working. And where's... I thought Nick was a stay-at-home dad.
Exactly.
That's his job. He takes it very seriously.
Thank you very much.
Oh, he's off at night. It's Danielle's job. That's why they brought her in, to be a fucking nanny.
Exactly.
That poor girl is young and she's crying. She obviously doesn't have a good home life because she would not be in this situation.
No, but then April says, I choose you, Danielle. Promise you'll never do that again.
And I forgive you. I forgive you. All is forgiven. But I'm going to tell you, you did this to us. You ruined us.
What a fucking crazy cult these people are.
Theirs is very culty. The big bed, him staying home, the ladies working. The feeling of that one is the most... I mean, they're all fucking strange. What am I talking about?
But this one in particular.
That one.
I just didn't like that Danielle was made to take care of this baby when the real mom, the bio mom, is there.
Yeah, she's there. And Nick takes care of the baby all day. The bio mom works. When the bio mom comes home, it's Danielle's turn, I guess. The bio mom, whatever her name is, we're calling her bio mom.
Jenny. I think it's Jenny.
It is.
Jenny. Yeah, it's all fucking crazy. You're right. I can't relate to this.
I do enjoy when it's on.
Me too. It's like a guilty pleasure, but God, they're all so fucking crazy. And they seem fake, except for the
which family
Nick.
Doesn't see it feel fake?
The Davis family, I think. I mean, they're all a little fake.
I mean, they have the big bed. They have a big bed. So it's got to be real.
But nobody really has a sister wife except the Davis family.
True. The other ones
are all seeking.
Oh, you're right. Ah,
so
the Davis family is the most normal and real.
They're the most normal polygamous family of the group. Speaking of polygamous family, they're not, but Welcome to Plathville keeps recording again. Is it coming back soon? Usually when they start playing
anything.
The reruns, it'll be back soon. So it's on my recording.
I haven't seen anything. Mine's not coming on.
Hmm.
The recording for that. guess that's it for this week. We're just having one. Me and Gina are actually driving to LA tomorrow. Oh, our Amy Phillips boat cruise.
Our yacht cruise is canceled.
Got rescheduled.
Yeah.
But it got canceled for us.
Yeah, we can't reschedule. We're too busy summer.
We're booked and busy. So we are driving down. We are so excited. We're going to finally just meet up with friends that...
Podcast friends
that have become real friends that all live in LA. So we're really looking forward to that. Maybe we'll go to Jax's bar. Maybe not. Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a good weekend. We will chat next week.
Chat next week. Two times next week.
Twice.
Two and two. Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.